This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
So we have Brian Kilmeade on the phone. Buddy, how are you?
Hey,
Brian, can you hear me?
Yep.
It's Mark. You're on the air, buddy. What's going on?
What's going on, Mark? Great job over the weekend. Fantastic.
Thank you for including us in that, Brian. It was almost a sellout crowd. I mean, what'd you have, 1,700 people there almost?
Yeah, I mean, they told me it was sold out. I mean, when we started the morning, we had to sell 80 tickets. I think we did it. But your daughter also playing. I mean, singing the national anthem just killed it. I hope you got some of the pictures. They just sent them out. I just was looking at them like 10 minutes ago. But you were great.
Well, we appreciate – St. Louis appreciates you coming to town, buddy. And you could tell that by the fact that there were people standing in line at the box office for the few tickets that were left once it started. The VIP session was great. And people just loved hearing you tell your story.
Yeah, and I just think that some with St. Louis, I've always hit it off there. I just love coming to visit. This is the first time. I always use the book as an excuse to come out there, yeah. And this is the first time we actually just went out and to be able to interact and do things on stage. And I think the Factory, if anyone hasn't been there, I just don't know if there's a better venue. I can't see a better venue.
Yeah,
it is just so perfect, you know, even the behind the scenes, the facilities. The people who work there, the audio. We were adding things in the audio the last minute. They nailed all of it. So I just couldn't, you know, to see the people, to meet everybody in person, to see you guys on stage. You were great sports. Annie Fry, you, Mark, and Mark Reardon. You know, we just went over some things before and just enhanced those moments, which we had fun with it. But it was actually with fun references. That's exactly what was in the books and what happened in our past. So I thought, I don't want this to be a lecture. I want it to be fun, and you guys helped me make it fun.
You know, we were talking about this before we were connected with you on the air about how much you do. Obviously, Fox and Friends and then your radio show, just all of the things, your books. I've heard from a number of people, including conservatives, and they say, gosh, there's so much going on in the world right now, even just here in the United States, that it gets overwhelming to try to keep up with everything. I don't know if you've heard people tell you that. What would you tell people who feel like, I want to keep up on what's going on in the world, but it's overwhelming because it's just system overload with how much information's coming in?
Yeah, I think we should go back to a little bit the old formula, live your life, and politics goes into the background. For a lot of people, it's moved front and center. It's as if it's something to do with their property values or their, you know, college application. I think that we should understand, too, as much as this stuff matters and we care, a lot of it really is not going to affect your life. I mean, I want the border to be secure. It's probably, you know, you let 8 million people over the course of 4 years. It's definitely going to help. It's definitely going to hurt. But like little things that go on around the country, we're so tapped in, we think it's happening next door. And my thing is, for me, I just love it. I mean, I yeah. love seeing what's next. I love to see what Trump's doing next. The pushback is also interesting. That's what makes it, to me, it's the way I used to love sports. I like sports, but I used to say, you know, the best part about sports is the people. You know, the Pitino-Calipari relationship led to that game. When I watch a big fight, I don't care about the fight. I care what led to that fight. That's why we cared about Ali Frazier, what led to that. And that's what I love about politics. I love the personal journey. Who's going to emerge on the left? And, you know, who's getting big crowds in the middle, AOC and Bernie Sanders? What can you learn from that? Well, what do they say? You know, what are people saying? And then the Tesla. Who ever thought we'd be talking about defending Tesla cars? To me, that's interesting. I don't find that overwhelming. I find that, well, what's going on there? Are you guys so hypocritical to understand that most of the people whose cars you're keying, most of those people whose cars you're lighting on fire are Democrats? And the guy that you're vilifying has done more for clean energy than anybody else, including setting up a solar city. So it's that type of stuff I find. I can't wait to get behind the microphone when you can further define that. So I have a different view on this speed and the number of stories.
Yeah, it's a great point. Brian, I don't know what's your time limit here. You got to go in a minute? Still got a minute?
I got a minute.
So Saturday night, one of the questions that was asked you in the Q&A was about what the administration's going to do with these activist judges. I heard Pam Bondi comment on it, Mike Johnson. They all want the Supreme Court to step in and shut them down.
And I think Josh Hawley is going to lead that charge. Really, he is a real legal scholar. So they're not going to defy orders. You watch the Sunday shows. Everyone's defying code. Trump is going to defy a court order. Trump's going to defy a court order, kind of like Joe Biden did with student loans. That was no catastrophe. It was terrible. It still is terrible. But he's not defying a court order. He's working through the system and going through the frustration. But I just don't think a district court, which is not in the Constitution, judge put there by Joe Biden. And you know what? If I see conservative district judges stopping, let's say, President Josh Shapiro in 4 years or 8 years, I would feel the same way. I'm like, no. Debate this whole thing, have it out, foreign policy, domestic policy. But I just don't think a judge put there by a political person, not even elected, should be stopping people's foreign policy. I think legitimate questions are who's on that plane.
Yeah, it's a great point.
But to say why it's in the air and should I turn that plane around is something that looks like it's petty and personal.
Brian, thank you for giving us a few minutes in the middle of your show this morning, buddy. We appreciate it.
Mark, thanks for all your great work. Thanks so much for telling everyone about the event, or else we would not have that crowd. And great job on stage. You're an actor, and your daughter's incredibly talented. And I look forward to seeing what's next for her. Thanks so much, Mark.
You bet. Take care. Brian Kilmeade there live in New York, probably standing behind the set of Fox and Friends while he was talking to us. I could hear a little bit of noise in the background. That's pretty cool.
Make sure you send that to Ginger.
Yeah, no kidding. I know she's probably not up quite this early, but she'll be up soon for school. I was pretty proud of her. It's nice. Brian's being very nice here.
I'm sure you have to be proud of her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was really, if anyone missed the national anthem that she sang on Saturday, we aired it this morning, and you should listen on the Odyssey app. It was really well done.
Well, thank you for saying that. Well, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. Normally, we would have done it there. We had an opportunity to get Brian on. What are we talking about?
You've done 23andMe, right? Did you tell me you've done that? Or something similar
Ancestry,
to that?
Ancestry.
Okay, so
Ancestry.
Something along those same lines. I know they're very, very popular. Well, of all people, the California AG's warning about that, saying, hey, heads up, there's a pretty good reason that you should delete your data right away if you've done 23andMe. I'll explain.